When the future comes calling, the future you've brought, the one you're guilty of selling, the same one that we've bought. When the curtain comes down on the whole unholy lot, I hope you go first, even though it's your fault. I hope you never have to bury your children. I sort through my garbage. I recycle my trash. Little things I can do before we're all turned to ash. But when the mountains of garbage are a nutritious stash, I hope you choke first, though you built those mountains for cash. I hope you never have to bury your children. But your children will die, just like mine, just like mine, when the streets run with blood, red as wine, like the kind that you drank as you crossed all the lines. But if you die first, of trauma or thirst, as you take your last breath, pretend that this death will not come to your son or your daughter. Okay, and on that cheery note, welcome to my art update podcast number 3. Just a reminder that this is an update on what I, Andrew Woolner, have been working on arts-wise over the last week. If you're new to this and you haven't kept up with me, I advise you to listen to episode 1 where I bring you up to date on the last 20 years. Also, this podcast is intended for people who know me. If you don't, you can stick around, but it may not be of great interest to you. So, this week's update. The poem that I read at the start there is not new. I wrote the first version in 2019, but I was inspired this weekend to do a little revising. I don't think it's quite done yet. I think it needs more middle, maybe more work on the phrasing. I haven't done a lot of poetry in the last decade or so. My 2010 play, 39, was kind of a poem play, not verse though. But since then, I really haven't felt the kick. I had a burst of inspiration back in mid-2019 when I wrote this one and about 7 or 8 others, but nothing since then. Okay, so updates. No updates on the Capan show, but we weren't expecting any until maybe mid or late February. As for the winter YTG show, well, the group, we had 2 meetings this past week. I'm a little disappointed in the small turnout we've had at those. With all the people who asked me if they could join a production, I really thought there would be a bit more enthusiasm. But in any case, we're still talking about possible source material. Orlando is still the leading candidate. That's the Virginia Woolf novel. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde has been added to the list of possible sources, but I'm not sure what we can bring to that one. Plus, you've got audience expectations to deal with there. But, you know, sometimes the least likely thing becomes the subject of the show. I just finished the Orlando audiobook this week, and I think there's a lot of potential there. Themes include sexual politics, transsexuality and gender fluidity, aging, immortality, and yeah, a whole bunch more. There are also some lovely images, although we've got the problem of there being a film version, and the film version has created some iconic versions of these images already. So we'd have to find other angles or points of view on those. After Orlando, I would say that the next leading candidate is Frankenstein. Again, we've got audience expectation issue here, but there's, I think, more to get one's teeth into in Frankenstein than Jekyll and Hyde. And we started digging into the Lovecraft poems that I think I mentioned last time. I read one out loud to the group, and there's definitely some potential there. Although we're dealing more with like image and mood and themes as opposed to story, obviously, if we're doing like using a bunch of poems as our source. I gave a few reading suggestions to everyone, Call of Cthulhu, Mountains of Madness, for instance, so that the others could get into the mythos a little bit before we talk again. Our next meeting is on this Wednesday in 2 days, so I should have more for you in next week's update. Another update, this morning, I hauled the Dell All-in-One donated to YTG by good friend and board member John Matthews back to the World Peace Theater. My friend Harry gave me a lift, and I was able to take it in because that thing weighs a lot. And the last time I carried it on the train for Nerd Night, I threw out my shoulder. Anyway, it was at my house because I'd brought it home to crack it open and install some upgrades, also courtesy of John Matthews. So hopefully now it has enough oomph to drive the kind of video projection, multimedia projection mapping, etc. stuff that I want to try with it. I'm hoping I can make some time this spring between the March show and the summer show to experiment with it and create some cool stuff, but we'll see. So no art happening there yet, but I'm reporting to you that the tools I need are being put in place. I really want to play more with what can be done with projection, maybe like using it projection as lighting, which is kind of difficult with the equipment we have, but I want to give it a shot. Also, I'm really hoping to use the same software that we use for projection to run the lights, the actual lights in the space. But I'm going to need to invest a significant amount of time to get that working seamlessly. There's a lot of sort of technical issues before we even get into the design issues. So that's it for art updates. But a couple of art adjacent updates, or I guess just life updates. My semester at the university comes to an end tomorrow. After that, I have only to compile the final grades and I am done until April, which is going to free up my Tuesdays again, which is good, especially because we're going into rehearsals. I've stupidly had my arm twisted into becoming the treasurer for the teachers union. It doesn't sound like a whole lot of work, at least not compared to doing the accounting for YTG and for my freelance business, but here I am overcommitting myself again. On the other hand, I kind of do want a gig at another school, maybe something that's closer, just to sort of bump up the old income. And, you know, those gigs sometimes happen through the grapevine. So I'm now a grape, I guess. I guess that's how it works. Anyway, that's it for updates. So I'm going to wrap up here. But in terms of release times for this podcast, I just want to wrap up with this, actually. I'm going to aim for an early weekday. So, yeah, because I do freelance, it's going to vary a bit. I don't know if I'll be, I don't want to commit to like Mondays because I barely got this done today and only because I had time on Saturday to do some of the write-up. But I am going to aim to do a release for the next update every week on either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. So the best way for you to get the new release is to subscribe through your podcast player. Just search the title, Andrew's Art Updates Podcast Thingy, or the first three words will probably do. I should be on most platforms. Let me know if you can't find the podcast on the one that you like, and I will figure out how to get it there. That's it. This is lovely. It's this personal podcast I'm making. This isn't public, so I don't have to tell you to like give the podcast a rating or anything, or tell all your friends about it. Don't tell your friends about it. Don't give it a rating. Just tune in if you want to hear about art updates and want to be part of keeping me honest in my life in art. Okay, that's it. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.